Welcome to Water Talks coverage from ACE 17, broadcasting live from Philadelphia. ACE, uniting the world of water. Water Talk is made possible by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here is your host, Todd Schnick.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to Water Talk. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Pat Gallagher. Pat, goodness, morning session off and running is already fast and furious.
Off to a great start. Looking forward to continuing the momentum.
Let's get to it. We're about to sit down with an organization who we have been long fans of and had on the show several times. Always love what they're doing. Let's get to it. We're joined by Russ Swordfinger. He is the Global Director of MEMCOR Product Management with Evoqua. Russ, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. Also joined by Daryl Weatherup. He's the Director of Marketing with Evoqua. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd.
Daryl, our audience is obviously familiar with Evoqua, but take a quick minute. Tell us a bit about you, about the background, and what you guys are out there doing.
Yeah, we're Evoqua Water Technologies, one of the world's leading water treatment companies. What we're featuring here today at ACE, what we're all about is filtration, disinfection, and control for total water treatment management. So drinking water, wastewater, and reuse is a big focus area of ours, and we're excited to be talking about it here today. So appreciate having you back on, having us back on the show.
Our pleasure.
You know, one of the great things about Monday morning is arriving a little early, walking the show floor, checking out the exhibit, and in doing so, I went past the Evoqua booth. It looks fantastic, as it always does. I'm wondering what you guys can tell us about your featured drinking water solutions and technologies here at A17 in Philly.
Well, as Daryl said, we're promoting our filtration and our disinfection product line. Personally, I spend most of my time in the filtration realm. So we have our product lines that are focused on drinking water filtration here today. But in addition to that, as Daryl mentioned earlier, reuse, it's our perspective that as we move along, the water-wastewater nexus becomes more closely tied. Eventually, there's going to be many places around the world, again, from our perspective, where the effluent of the wastewater becomes a feed water for the drinking water process. So we've got some technologies on display that also help us bridge that gap.
Anything else?
No, I mean, we're looking at the whole entire process from intake to treatment through distribution. And as Russ mentioned, you know, that circle comes back around through wastewater treatment collection systems and then back into reuse, either indirect, potable, or direct. So, I mean, those are areas that we're all focused in. You know, of course, we have a lot of products here today that we're featuring for multiple market segments, sure. But drinking water is a big part for us.
Outstanding. So, Russ, I want to hear more about this MEMCOR CS2 Ultra Filtration Membrane System. Give us the lowdown on that.
Yeah, sure thing. So, CS stands for Component Submerged. So, this is a think of it as a Lego set type system using submerged membranes for filtration. It's an ultrafiltration product. It's taking a very successful membrane and applying it in a new configuration to help drive operational cost benefits. When you compare it against previous systems, submerged systems, we're driving smaller footprint, we're driving additional energy efficiencies to really drive out that cost per point, or, sorry, drive that cost point down from a total cost of ownership perspective.
Now, one of the things that I know Evoqua does really well and are known for in the industry is disinfection and their disinfection products. I'm wondering, you know, what exactly is disinfection management and how do you go about choosing the right technology?
That's a great question, Pat. So, I mean, this is something that I've spent most of my career focusing on is disinfection management. And we use that term to talk about the total process of disinfection and whatever the water treatment application is we're looking at it from the beginning of the process all the way to the end and applying the right products and technologies to have the best solution for the end customer. So we're looking at each process individually, and so that can be chlorine dioxide for pre-chlorination, membrane filtration, then disinfection with chlorine and UV for a multi-barrier approach, followed by disinfectant residual in the distribution system, for example, in drinking water. And you know, your second part of the question about how do you sort through all that technology, right, and find the right solution. You know, we work a lot with consulting engineers, and they're often hired to you know, to do this type of work for utilities. But we also have a complete suite of the best reps in the industry that are most knowledgeable about these technologies. And so I would recommend to contact Evoqua directly or get in touch with an authorized Evoqua representative, and they'll get you sorted out on what the right technology is for that application.
Outstanding. All right, so I'm going to invite both of you to comment on this next series of questions. So the future of drinking water and the key issues and concerns that we ought to be worried about. Russ, I'm going to start with you.
Well, from the future perspective, it's my opinion that the attention to quality is going to get a lot more scrutiny, both from your general end user, from state regulators. If we think back to about a year ago this time, everyone was talking about the lead pipe thing in Flint, Michigan. So that has heightened awareness around the distribution chemistry, and you're starting to see a flow down effect. So people are getting more aware of their filtration. They want to know what's going into the water, what's coming out of the water. So I think there's going to be a lot more aware consumers of our end product, which I think is a good thing.
Daryl, any comment there on that question yourself?
No, just to lead on to what Russ was saying is I fully believe that we're in this phase in the water industry where the end customer, meaning the consumer, whether it be a municipal or industrial customer, is paying a lot more attention to the quality and the quantity of the water that they're receiving. So, you know, reliable service is important, but on top of that, they also need to make sure that the quality is where we claim it to be. And so, I think that's an intense focus for not only suppliers, but our water utilities that are providing that service.
Russ, I mean, I'm struck by your comment that, I mean, the focus is going to be, the future is going to be on quality. I mean, I would think we're already doing that. We're already focused on that. I think everyone in this building is concerned about that. But I guess the point that you're making is that process never does end. I mean, everything we do, every innovation we make, every new product we develop, there is going to be continue to make this better quality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I made my comment, it's being able to turn on the tap to the millions of people who aren't here today,
right?
You get a sense, or at least I get a sense, that the quality of the water coming out that tap can be taken for granted. And with heightened awareness over quality incidents in the past 12 to 18 months, I think we're getting more scrutiny from the end user of that, which I think is a good thing for the industry as a whole.
Yep.
And so when you get to that point where it is, you know, you're educating the future and where drinking water is going, it sort of ties into the next question, which is, you know, we're in a wave right now of retiring baby boomers exiting the industry. And I'm wondering how Evoqua is addressing the needs of that younger generation of operators that are taking their place.
Well, the demographic challenges of the water industry aren't limited to just the operators. We have, I think every company here has a very experienced staff, and proper human resource management is to replenish that human capital. So for us, at least within my product line, when we look at the generation just coming out of college, just out of college now, they're a lot more tech savvy than the folks getting ready to move on to the next phase of their lives as they exit the workforce. So a lot of our newer technologies are they've got a heavy technology, you know, internet computer technology associated with it. The higher end control systems, more sophisticated human machine interactions. That trend actually lends itself well to membrane filtration because the control systems are so much more sophisticated than your traditional mixed media filters. So for us, and you know, really to address it, it's to get this new generation familiar with our technology, get them familiar with the principles of the product itself, but then not to encumber them, let them use their own innate creativity to continue drive, innovate, and advance the technologies themselves.
Daryl, you can go to an exhibit and put your hands on a product. You can read a tech sheet see the specs on a product. But I want you to tell me a story. What's been the most impactful installation that you guys have done in the last couple of years?
Well, I think it's really difficult to single out just one.
Sure.
And it's a little bit unfair to all of our customers because we've got one of the largest install bases in the industry. But, I mean, we've got customers in drinking water that, you know, the largest utilities in the United States and abroad. The single largest filtration systems. There's just a wide number of customers that are important to us, but some of the ones that really speak to me are customers that we've had for a very long time, and some of our original installations from over 100 years ago in New York and Los Angeles are still our customers today. And to me, that speaks volumes about the dedication on both sides to the commitment to both of us solving the same water challenges together.
Well, that certainly does speak volumes, absolutely. All right, gentlemen, I hate to say it, running low on time. I wish we could, we have a lot more to get into, but we're short on time. So, Russ, should anyone need to contact you and learn more about what you're up to, how can they find you?
Yeah, they can go to our website, evoqua.com, and they can get a good perspective and a good view on our portfolio products. Each product line has a contact person, so if anyone feels a need to get Daryl or me, website's probably the best way.
All right. Russ Swordfinger, the Global Director, Memcor Product Management, and Daryl Weatherup, the Director of Marketing with Evoqua. Gentlemen, good to see you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's all the time we have for now. On behalf of all of us at Water Online and Water Talk, thank you for listening. Signing off from Philly for now, but Water Talk will be right back.
This broadcast of Water Talk has been made possible by Water Online, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. To learn more, visit wateronline.com. And we thank you again for listening.